K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Chad.
Hey, Chad, there's Fry Guy. Say
hi.
Hey, how's it going?
What are you doing?
I'm calling you guys.
What's up?
I was hoping maybe you could help me out with a little date.
Second date.
So here we go.
Tell us what happened.
I was at the Montgomery County Fair, and I was waiting in line at a concession stand, and saw this beautiful girl standing there, and kind of started chatting with her, and finally, about 15 minutes talking goes by, and I decided maybe I'd build some courage up and give her my business card, which I did. I had my cell phone number on it. And she called right away. She called the next night, and we talked for 2 hours. It was great. I feel like we hit it off already just on the phone. Well, we hit it off in line, so I wasn't surprised. Talked for 2 hours, and we made plans to meet up at Ben & Jerry's down on Brown Street, and met up at Ben & Jerry's. Everything went great there. We had a blast, continued the conversation from the night before, and after that went back to her house in Beaver Creek to watch a Reds game because we're both baseball fans. Then the date went really, really well. So, but I didn't want to jinx it, so I kind of left without trying to make any moves or anything like that.
Good for you, man.
I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, you are.
I didn't want to push it too far, but I was hoping that maybe for a second date, you guys, K99, can help me out.
Have you just not heard from her?
I haven't heard from her, but things went pretty fast, so I'm not really reading into it. I felt pretty confident that we hit it off. So it's been a little less than a week. So she's been busy with work, and so have I. And I'm not really looking into it too much.
Well, Chad, what is this dream girl's name?
Her name is Tara.
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 Yeah.
Oh, Tara. I like it. All right, here's the deal then. We'll stick you on hold, grab her phone number, and we'll try and call her, see if we can get her on the phone here in about 10 minutes for you.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Fry and I are just curious, what concession stand line were you in?
Definitely.
I want to know.
Well, I kind of had everything, but I was waiting. I was waiting for a Coke and an elephant ear.
That's a boy. Mm-hmm. Well, how can she not love him, right?
Hey, actually,
who doesn't like elephants?
Hold on, buddy. The phone's ringing right now.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Tara. How you doing?
Hi, who's this?
This is Nancy and Fry Guy from the Breakfast Club on K99.1 FM.
Good morning.
Fry. How are you?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm good. How you doing?
Good, good. You got a few minutes?
Actually, I'm in the office right now. I'm at work.
Oh.
Do you mind? I can talk. Do you mind just giving me a minute?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Just hold on.
I need like elevator music.
I know,
right?
I wonder how far she has to go. Not far. I don't want to get in trouble.
Hi.
Better?
I hear swooshing.
I know. You okay, Tara?
I'm okay. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. We have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we maybe got a call from somebody, and his name was Chad. Understand that you guys maybe went out, and he was basically calling us to find out what you thought about the date, how things went, and maybe see if you were interested in him.
Yeah.
Oh. Chad, huh?
Chad.
Yeah. We try to help people out.
He's calling to see if I'm interested in him.
Well, yeah. He said you guys had a great time, and he just was curious if you, do you like him? Check yes or no, kind of.
Yeah, we had a great time. Just last week, he's definitely my type, which I don't run into very often. And we have great conversation. He's a really smart guy and very much a gentleman, which I definitely don't run into much in the dating world. I really liked him. Was that what you wanted to know? Or
well, yeah, why haven't you contacted him or anything? I guess he's kind of, wondering, was that it?
I don't mean to segue into a bad note. He is a great guy. I just...
I sense a but had, in there.
Yeah.
But.
Right. we had gone out to get some ice cream, and everything went really well. And we actually went back to my place. I live in Beaver Creek, and we wanted to watch baseball, and everything was going fine. When we had gotten ice cream, he had stepped in some bird doo-doo.
Ew! They're everywhere.
He had stepped in some geese poop, to be.
Ew.
Yum, great.
And so we got to my place, and I just asked him nicely to take off his shoes, and I did the same, and he kindly obliged. He's such a nice guy. And we just sat in my living room, turned the TV on, and sitting on the couch, and I had smelled something. What wasn't geese poop, and it was just a really, really strong odor, stench, and it took me a second to figure out that I think it was coming from his feet.
Uh-oh.
He had been wearing loafers, which I understand. Your feet sweat in loafers. You're not wearing socks, and they're going to stink a little bit, but I've never smelled such a strong odor before, and I couldn't even
focus
anymore on our conversation. So I ended up, I actually even went up and got some drinks from the kitchen and came back and sat in a different chair just so I wouldn't be really rude to him. He's a nice guy, but I couldn't focus on anything else to smell, and I don't know. I just kind of feel like, for me, he's 32, I'm 30. I just feel like he was so unaware of the issue and didn't really address it. And I don't know. I almost feel like if he had, acknowledged it, it might have been.
Tara, are you there?
Tara?
This is Chad.
Just so you know, just so he could hear it from the horse's mouth, Chad's actually been hanging out on the phone just listening to what you had to say.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, Chad.
I'm so embarrassed about I mean, that was the last thing I expected you to say. Oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed.
I feel like I'm terrified now.
I've had problems in the past. I've had stinky feet before. I've had
he's got pippy problems
before. I've had a little bit of foot fungus before. It's just one of those things that I have to deal with. And I've tried everything. I've tried all the creams and all the powders and all the, I feel like a complete loser. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
You're not a loser, Chad. I'm a jerk. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I should have been a little more.
Now everybody knows, I guess. I'm a loser.
Just kind of airing it out.
Yeah. I'm picking on him.
Honestly, Chad, we had some of the best conversation I've had literally in years. I would never call you a loser. I don't know. It was just last week. I don't really know exactly how I feel about it. I just letting you know that was my initial reaction to it.
No, I get it.
Well, it sounds like it's not that big a deal. I mean, Fry and I have been authorized to let you guys go on a second date that we'll pay for. If you guys want to go out again.
Food?
Yeah.
Limo?
You know, it's something he can't help.
Maybe you can soak your feet.
I'm just too embarrassed about it now, so.
Aw.
I'm sorry. Honestly, if I'm going to be with somebody or I'm going to have to find someone that doesn't care about stinky feet or at least has no sense of smell, I guess.
Sinus problems.
Fry, you were mean.
Yeah.
Tara, you do feel a little bad, don't you?
I feel horrible right now. Yeah, I'm sorry, Chad. I promise I'm not that petty of a person. It was just my initial reaction, and I have just dated around so much that I guess I'm just was looking for somebody who was a little more together in that way.
So what do you guys say then? Yes or no?
Sorry, guys, it's no for me. I'm just too. After all this, that's too much for me. I'm sorry.
Chad, we tried.
Thanks for trying, guys.
I did not mean to embarrass you. I feel horrible.
It's my fault. You know, I apologize, Tara. Thanks, guys.
No apology needed, Chad. I'm truly sorry. I didn't mean
Chad?
To be so harsh about it.
I think he hung up. I think he's gone.
Chad.
He's gone. Well, Tara.
Yeah.
Guess we'll let you get back to work.
Yeah. Thanks for taking a little time out of your day, though.
Okay. Thanks, guys.